Good Monday morning. This is Sarah Waple, General Manager of Growth Dynamics, and I am here with another episode of Monday Morning Manager. We have all been on the hunt for something, whether it's a birthday gift, something for your house, anything, a new car. And you start looking around, and what's the first thing that you might tend to do? Check prices. You compare maybe across websites. They have all kinds of web browser plugins to help you always find the best deal. But what they don't have on those web browser plugins, the shipping costs, the time it takes for you to get it, how far away that product is for you. So at the end of the day, you have to make a decision. Is the price the biggest piece for you when purchasing something, or is it the entire experience to get you what you need, when you need it, and the exact thing you want? So why is that any different when it comes to business development? And the truth of the matter is, it isn't. Whether you're the person doing the purchasing or the business professional looking to make some sales, is price really the problem? We're about to explore that in this episode. So without further ado, here we go. Situation. Friday afternoon and Julia's mind was already on the vacation she had coming up in 3 weeks. The past week, she dealt with the one sales challenge that constantly caused her frustration. And no matter what rebuttals her manager told her to throw back at the prospect, the result remained the same. No sales because her price was too high. After at least two of these lost opportunities every day, Julia just wanted to find a nice hotel room to relax in and forget about work for a few days. As she made her final decision to book the room at a mid-priced property, after dreaming over some luxury accommodations, Julia began to realize what price shopping looked like in her world as well. Diagnosis. Too often, salespeople fail to recognize that price is not the problem, despite what the prospects say when they will not buy. All the feature and benefit pitches that the marketing department creates fall flat for one simple reason. The prospect does not believe the product or service is worth the price they are being asked to pay. Sure, there are those folks that always insist on buying the lowest price offering, but the reason is still that they do not believe the price you are asking for is worth it. Test yourself the next time you shop for plane tickets or vacation accommodations like Julia did. Will you book the Ritz-Carlton or the Holiday Inn? Will you fly first class or sit in the back with most of the passengers going to Disney? Whether you are paying a lot or a little, you will more often than not decide to pay what you believe the service or product is worth to you, despite the experience the marketing says you cannot live without. Prescription. Selling a higher-priced product or service requires a salesperson to discover what the prospect needs to believe to be willing to pay more than the lower-priced alternative. With virtually every product or service being commoditized, features and benefits all start to sound the same to the customers. So, they opt for a lower price to protect themselves from being sold. Without finding out what better looks like or sounds like to your prospect, getting over price objections will be difficult, if not impossible. What does the prospect need to believe they will get for paying more? The person that sold to them last time told them what to believe, and it did not work out. So, if you approach the opportunity the same way, you can expect to be asked to drop your price or move on to the next prospect. Sell to the belief the prospect requires, not the belief you expect them to agree to. Critical thinking. Have you ever believed the customer or prospect when they say it is only about price? what happened when you were able to resolve the price piece, or what happened when you were not but continued the conversation? Did you have an immediate close when the price was what they wanted, or did somehow, some reason, another issue popped up and now you are battling another thing to try to close? Share your best or worst price story with your prospects. The drill. The drill always starts with our final thoughts for the morning. Today we have one from Dwight D. Eisenhower. There is no victory at bargain basement prices. And now the drill. Of course, update us on how things went last week. Did you accomplish your three stated goals? This week, what are your three goals? Are they personal, professional, somewhere in between? And how do you plan to accomplish them using Growth Dynamics tactics? As always, Charlie and I are here for you. Please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule that one-on-one coaching or find out when our next session of high performance sales is getting ready to start. Now, go out there and make this week the best one yet. For more information about Charlie, Sarah, and Growth Dynamics, you can find information online at www.growthdynamicsonline.com or find us on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and now Instagram.